Now, if it's back to school, it's also coming up to the renewal of the political season. The Dáil won't be back for a couple of weeks, but the cabinet meeting this week, the budget very much in the air, and we've had ministers out in the past week talking about pay increases and tax cuts. Let's look ahead to what this political season might have in store with our political correspondent, Martina Fitzgerald. Martina, I suppose two highlights stand out. One, the budget, two, the by-elections.
That's right. The two by-elections are due on the 10th of October. All the politicians will be out on the canvas, on the campaign trail very easy into this term. The government did win three of the four by-elections so far, but these two will be a difficult battle for the government parties. The selection conventions are only taking place in many cases now. But the 10th of October, D-Day in relation to Dublin South West and Roscommon South Leitrim. But the big test, of course, is Budget 2015. And as you said there, we've heard lots about it already. We really heard it from December last year. And of course, Minister Noonan has already said there will be less tax increases and less cutbacks. And we're not going to have a 2 billion adjustment. The question is how much?
Yes. And the question is also whether in people's expectations, and this is the usual thing, isn't it, about the budget, you know, all the talk and the run-up and whether it raises people's hopes too much or whether we get a surprise on budget day or not. It's all going to be a test for the new cabinet lineup, isn't it? And it's going to be a test for the relationship between the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste.
That's right. This is Joan Burton's first budget as Taoiseach and Labour leader. And obviously, it has to be said, there are five new ministers now, and we have eight ministers in new departments or different departments. So it's a chain of scene for budget 2015. And two of the three big spending departments, health and education, have new ministers, such as Leo Varadkar in health. It's going to be a major test for him. We all remember that long drawn out process last year, and the $666 million that was initially thought, that was reduced after a very drawn-out process and negotiations to $619 million. But we all remember these savings that were sought, €113 million in probity savings regarding medical cards. And obviously that came down to $23 million, but it was a very, very long drawn-out process. And we also saw the repercussions of it this year. Also, it has to be said, a lot of focus on tax, as you said there, and how you're going to please and who you are going to please. In the government's new document on its new priorities, they said they'd look at this 52% marginal tax rate and changes over a number of budgets to help the low and middle income
earners. Yeah, some suspicion that there might be some kind of four-year plan, which would be, you know, budgets and also obviously election manifestos. But anyhow, lots to look forward to this political season and lots to hear from Martina Fitzgerald.